Making the most of this issue for the July 2005 Ensign magazine. Family Matters. The secret of a happy marriage is to serve God and each other, taught President Ezra Taft Benson. To learn more about the responsibility spouses have to love and care for each other and for their children, read the article Strengthening the Family, A Solemn Responsibility to Love and Care. The Blessing of a Body. When you look in the mirror, what do you feel about the physical part of you? A healthy view of our physical bodies is important to our spirituality in a society that preaches a distorted perspective about this fundamental blessing of mortality. Read the article, The Body, a Sacred Gift, by Diane L. Spangler, in this issue. Elder Irene on Scripture Study. The Scriptures were one of the ways God spoke to me, even when I was a child, about my needs, my situation, and my life. They still are. Since our needs change over a lifetime, God has different things to tell us at different times. Elder Henry B. Irene of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles teaches. Study more of his insights in the article, A Discussion on Scripture Study, an interview with Elder Henry B. Irene. The Quest for Joy. Have you ever yearned to experience more joy? Or do you want to understand what joy really is and what it is not? Barbara Workman views joy through the lens of a missionary service, but her insights can apply to all of us. Refer to the article in this issue, The Quest for Joy, by Barbara Workman. Why adversity? It has been said that into every life a little rain must fall, writes Elder D. Allen Anderson of the 70. But why does it sometimes seem that it pours? If you have ever asked yourself this question, you'll be interested in his answers in the article, Message from the Doctrine and Covenants, Why Adversity? A related article, Grow Through Setbacks, by Elder James M. Dunn of the 70, gives added insight. Refer to his article, Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, Grow Through Setbacks. The Presiding Bishopric. Have you ever wondered what the presiding bishop of the church does? Bishop Keith B. McMullen, second counselor in the presiding bishopric, continues the series on priesthood quorums in the article this month, The Presiding Bishopric. The Ensign opened their door. When a father wouldn't let the home teachers visit his family, they sent the ensign instead, and the magazine opened the way. Read the article, The Ensign Opened Their Door, in this issue. You can also send a gift subscription to the Ensign. Home teachers and visiting teachers find the monthly messages in this issue. Leaving Nauvoo. About a year and a half after the mob martyred the prophet Joseph Smith, enemies of the church drove the saints from Nauvoo, their city beautiful. This month's art package features the exodus from Nauvoo in the article, Leaving Nauvoo the Beautiful. Share the Ensign. Give a subscription. In the U.S. and Canada, go online to www.ldscatalog.com or call 1-800-537-5971. Elsewhere, contact your bishopric or the nearest distribution center. Gospel Topics, Adversity, First Presidency Message, He Healeth the Broken in Heart, President James E. Faust. Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, Why Adversity? Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, Grow Through Setbacks, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Attitude, Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, Grow Through Setbacks, by Elder James M. Dunn. Church History, Bathsheba W. Smith, Witness to History, by Lorene Porter Gaunt, and Leaving Nauvoo the Beautiful. End of the article, Leaving Nauvoo the Beautiful. Comfort, The Power of the Hymns. Disabilities, Random Sampler. Ensign, The Ensign Opened Their Door, by Max Stanley Chartrand. Faith, First Presidency Message, He Healeth the Broken in Heart, President James E. Faust. Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, Why Adversity, by Elder D. Allen Anderson. Please Show Me My Weakness, by LaVonda R. Johnson. Believe All Things, by Elder Robert C. Oakes. And The Ensign Opened Their Door, by Max Stanley Chartrand. Families, Growing as a Step Family, by Barbara Jones Brown. Strengthening the Family, A Solemn Responsibility to Love and Care. And Random Sampler. Family History, Random sampler. Family home evening. Random sampler. Fasting. A discussion on scripture study. An interview with Elder Henry B. Eyring. Fellowshipping. The Ensign opened their door. Healing. First Presidency message. He healeth the broken in heart. Holy Ghost. A discussion on scripture study. Joy. The Quest for Joy by Barbara Workman. Marriage. Growing as a stepfamily. Missionary work. The Quest for Joy. Visiting teaching message. Rejoice in missionary work. Latter-day Saint voices and random sampler. Mortality. The Body a Sacred Gift by Diane L. Spangler. Music. The Power of the Hymns and random sampler. Nauvoo, Illinois. Leaving Nauvoo the Beautiful. Obedience. Three Green Beans and Me by Rosemarie Depp. Believe All Things and Latter-day Saint voices. Overcoming Weaknesses. Please Show Me My Weakness. Parenthood. Growing as a Step Family and Strengthening the Family, a Solemn Responsibility to Love and Care. Patience. Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants. Why Adversity? Peace. First Presidency message, He Healeth the Broken in Heart. And messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, Why Adversity? Prayer, a discussion on scripture study, and Latter-day Saint voices. Presiding Bishopric, the Presiding Bishopric, Bishop Keith B. McMullen. Priesthood, the Presiding Bishopric, Bishop Keith B. McMullen. Prophets, Latter-day Prophets Speak, Scripture Study. Relief Society, Bathsheba W. Smith, Witness to History by Loreen Porter Gaunt. Repentance, Three Green Beans and Me. Scripture Study, a discussion on Scripture Study. Latter-day Prophets Speak, Scripture Study, and Random Sampler. Self-Worth, The Body a Sacred Gift by Diane L. Spangler. Service, The Quest for Joy by Barbara Workman, and The Power of the Hymns. Smith, Bathsheba. Bathsheba W. Smith, Witness to History. Teaching, Please Show Me My Weakness. Temples, Latter-day Saint Voices. Tithing, Latter-day Saint Voices. Work, Three Green Beans and Me, and The Quest for Joy. End of the section, Making the Most of This Issue for the July 2005 Ensign Magazine. This concludes the Ensign Magazine for July 2005. Recorded in the studios of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Dwayne Case, Michelle Visaraga, Allison Jensen, Scott Tippetts, and David Shaw. June 2005.